to this winter, tucking up under your coziest blanket, starting every conversation with, "I can't believe how dark it is," convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda winter sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next on the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Matt Hewitt. Iran has rejected reports it was behind an alleged plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Afghan national Farhad Shakiri, who's been charged by the US, claims he was tasked by a government official ahead of the presidential election. He's currently on the run. Emergency measures are in place in Amsterdam following violence against Jewish people at a football match. 62 people were arrested and 5 taken to hospital after Maccabi Tel Aviv football fans were beaten in the streets on Thursday. Earlier footage shows Israeli supporters tearing down Palestinian flags with anti-Arab chants heard. The police watchdog will review how officers from the Met handled allegations of sex offences against former Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed. The IOPC will review 2 cases Scotland Yard investigated in 2008 and 2013. And the first people to get an award for emergency service workers who die in the line of duty have been announced. The Elizabeth emblem, named after the late Queen, will be given to the next of kin of a number of dead firefighters and police.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is claiming Jack Grealish is not fit enough to have been called up to the England squad. Interim boss Lee Carsley included the midfield this week, even though he's not played for 3 weeks. Speaking yesterday, Guardiola expressed his anger about the decision, saying Grealish won't be available for this evening's Premier League game at Brighton.
It's a question for the manager from UK, so I'm not involved in that. They can select, so I cannot add anything else. So all I'd say, the day after Wolves was injured, 70 days out, today was the first training with the team.
City will be trying to avoid a 4th straight defeat in all competitions. Liverpool are trying not to get carried away with an impressive start to the season. A win at home to Aston Villa later means they will go into the international break top of the Premier League.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cold, grey day along the North Sea coast and in Northern Ireland. Some drizzle. Brighter in Northern Scotland. Highs today of 8 to 12 Celsius.
With John Richardson.
Good morning, happy Saturday. Welcome to the John Richardson Show on Absolute. I'm here with Kerry Godleman. For the next 3 hours, we'll bring you all the news and analysis on what Donald Trump's re-election means for the UK and international politics. Actually, we'll probably do whatever the exact opposite of that is. Me and Kerry will be here for the next few hours. We'll do all the usual stuff. We'll have a right laugh if you want to join in. It's 8-12-15. You can WhatsApp 0330-123-1215 or it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Common people see. wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you'll never get it right. It's when you're laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it. Oh yeah.
John Richardson on Absolute Radio, and it's a huge welcome back to our old friend Kerry Godliman. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
I've been gallivanting.
Yeah.
I went to Ireland.
Did you?
Yeah, I went for half term.
Did you?
I did.
All of it?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Walking, a lot of walking.
Oh, that sounds awful. So you like your
walking,
kids?
Walking, chatting, hanging out, looking at stuff.
Oh.
Relaxing. It was relaxing, John.
Well, for your kids?
Yeah, they had a good time.
Did they want to walk and talk to you?
We were with friends, so they couldn't walk and talk with him.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You didn't want to give them like a Nintendo Switch or anything?
They're a bit older now. Can't just fob them off with a screen.
No, they don't come back to wanting to talk to you, do they? I thought
yeah.
You do your bit and then there comes an age where they don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, they quite like talking.
Do they?
Yeah. One of them's got loads of work to do, so she was sort of off panicking.
I was talking to a young person this week.
Oh, you sound so old.
No, that's a stupid way of saying it, isn't it?
Tell us what that young person said, John.
Well, what they said that made me feel, I felt very old for a number of reasons this week, and we'll come back to this later, but There was a group of young people and they were going out, but they described it as going for pre's.
Oh, pre's. I've heard about pre's.
I'd not heard about pre's and I suddenly
You don't surprise
felt...
me that you haven't heard about pre's.
Well, I've had pre's. We just didn't call it pre's. We just called it having a drink together.
Yeah, no, I quite like the phrase pre's. It worries me though, because it's very, it's like, right, getting on the binge, getting in early.
Yeah, pre's is the thing, isn't it? That's what these young people don't know about life. You think it's the pre bit, but it's not. It's the bit.
It's the bit. You're right. It's the bit.
Yeah.
The actual bit is the decline,
because
the pre's.
I'm doing that thing where you find out what you should have said. That's what I should have said at the time.
You'd
it's
have
not
just
actually
sounded
the pre's,
old, mate.
Guys.
Yeah, you'd well, have I just did sounded sound old. I know that I'm older now, because young people do talk. They talk to me like this. Hello. Hey, look at you. Good for you out and about. Look at you wearing trainers. Good for you.
How are you coping with the leaves, Kerry? Because they get very slippy and they don't sweep the pavements.
I've
like
had a little slip
to.
On a leaf. You're right,
Have you
mate.
Had a slip?
I've had a slip.
well, do you know, you're all right because you said a slip, not a fall. And you, you haven't had a fall yet.
Yeah, you still got it when it's only a slip.
So what you can't do now is start any vehicle, TV or otherwise, without a recap of what happened last week, because people like to be kept updated. So
but
if you
some
watch
programmes
telly,
are all just the update, and then right at the end they go, oh, something happened, and then it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. First half hour is all what happened last week. You weren't here last week, and if any of the listeners haven't heard the podcast, but you weren't with us last week, this clip from Angela Barnes pretty much sums up what happened.
Wow. How many lookalikes were there? How many did you have to beat off?
Okay. I'm with Angela on this because yeah. I recently got, someone showed me a clip on a thing where someone used the phrase beat off and I didn't get it. It wasn't in my vernacular,
no.
If you like.
Not mine either. I don't know why that clip
and everyone was like,
tee-hee,
ha-ha, beat off. I didn't know that it was a thing.
I thought we had a lovely chat about some other stuff, and I remain absolutely oblivious as to why that is funny. And I remain professional last week.
It's because we're old.
It was quite a smutty show last week. The phrase heavy petting worked its way into the show last week, Kerry. But luckily, Mark in Ware has been in touch, and he can clear up the phrasing for us.
Hi, John. Hi, team. Mark in Ware here. In regards to the debate surrounding the wording of the swimming bath's no petting sign last week, I've carried out extensive and lengthy research for a couple of minutes on Google Images, and it seems there were two dominant versions of this sign. There's a pictorial version which says, no petting, with an exclamation mark after the no, and also a text-only version that states, please refrain from, and then bullet points a list of offences, and the on there it is stated as heavy petting. Maybe they were nervous on the illustrated version about illustrating heavy petting, I'm not sure. But I can conclude that both versions are probably correct, depending on, of course, which 70s swimming baths that you frequented. Thank you, bye. Oh,
wow, I love that guy. The clarity.
That's what I want to think our listeners are like.
Well, it seems that they are. I love that. I stand corrected because I felt very confident that the visual one was heavy, no heavy petting.
Yes.
And a sort of picture of a perv.
And you're wrong. That was a mirror in the changing rooms.
can't I pet lightly?
Mark, I don't think he's originally from Ware as well. I think Mark is from East Yorkshire somewhere. That's what I've picked up from that accent.
Wow.
If he wants to get back in touch.
You've not sort of responded to the correct part of the message, have you?
Well, I saw the face you pulled when you were doing the act out, and it's not a thread I think we should pull on any further. Angela also shared last week how smug she was about beating her sat-nav last week, and I'm delighted to say another listener has got in touch to prove she might be wrong. So here is Rob telling us she may not have set up her sat-nav correctly.
Hey, John. Just so you know, you may want to check your sat-nav settings because they're not necessarily set to the fastest route. It might be set to the most fuel-efficient route or the shortest route, which isn't always the fastest route. Maybe worth a look. Love the show. Cheers.
Oh, man, listeners are really stepping up.
Mate, we've got all the best people.
You really have. You really have. I thought it was some groovy young people, but oh.
do you know, the only flaw in it is when you want texting and you're like, oh, so text me if you've ever got on the wrong bus. And all our listeners are like, why would he get on the wrong bus? That's not going where I want to go, is it? They get the bus they need to go.
So I clearly read the timetable, so I know
you might not get the funniest
on.
Anecdotes. But I tell you what, if you want to get in touch, if you're listening, anything on this show today winds you up and you want to clarify, please, it really pushes my buttons. So text 81215, WhatsApp 0330123 1215, or email john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill,
Hello, Kerry.
Hello, John.
Hello, Kerry. You okay?
I am. Are you worried because right? We're looking at each other through a Zoomy thing, aren't we?
We are looking at each other on Zoom.
Are you worried that I don't look right?
No, you look well. I was doing the, I was trying to pretend to be a young person.
Oh, you were doing a young, oh, you couldn't even pull
person.
That off. You couldn't.
Well, there's our clip for next week.
Oh, God. Oh, I see what you're doing.
I'm being
hey,
a young
good
person.
Good for you. Good for you. Look at you well on a done. Zoom.
With your headphones
with
on.
With your headphones.
We call them Beats now.
Is that what these are called? Not cans?
No, I don't. I think professionally they're cans, but the youngsters all have Beats by Dre,
look at
don't
you
they?
With all the young phrases.
I know, I'm
Pre's
so...
Pre's and Beats.
Well, listen, brah, I was... I was on my... what's the young word for phone?
Phone.
Is that a young word? Just call it my phone. My hand. The thing I never put down. Do you know what I did last night? And literally just before I went to bed, which probably it's not a good time to be on your screens, is it? But the world is, the reason I say how are you is the world is not, it hasn't been a good week for planet Earth, has it? Really?
Not really, no. Try not to overthink about it.
And I don't know how you cope with that. Some people like to delve into it, don't they, and read about it and really get to grips with the human condition.
Mm.
I like to focus on the smallest piece of admin that I can achieve.
Right.
And get it done.
Right.
And last night, I updated all the apps on my phone. 93 wow. of them wanted updating. I thought, now's
what a wild
the time.
Friday night it was in your house, John.
I know. I had a small can of Session Strength Ale and a vegan snack. And I updated all the apps. And then the apps wouldn't update because I didn't have sufficient memory on my phone. So then, now we're really getting into it. Where's all that space getting taken up? And I'll tell you now.
Go on.
It's on the messaging application WhatsApp. I don't know if you've heard of it.
What's up, as my mother calls it.
What's up? And I went through and I found all the files that are over 5 meg. That's megabytes.
What are people sending you?
Oh, mate, you want to do it. And I recommend anybody listening, go through your messaging apps today. So many duplicates. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, that's from you sending things on.
That's when I've shared it. There's a video of a man called Lambord who does a drinking challenge in his own kitchen that ends with him projectile vomiting into his own sink.
Oh, that sounds quite long. That's got a narrative arc.
That's got... Oh, it's a wonderful video. I had it 19 times.
Oh.
19 times. I deleted 18 of them.
That was a good clear out, wasn't it? When you deleted that one.
Felt very special. And do you know what? The first time I did it, you get into a job and you're really uncomfortable. I was sort of wedged in a doorway with my neck at an odd angle, went through all the videos. And it was like the weakest link. You know, you see the money building up. I was tapping select. I'm tapping select. I think I need to bank. I did not press bank. The phone memory died. I used
you're
some swear words
one.
I haven't used since the 1990s. I was very upset. Stuck the phone back on charge, went through it all again. I feel very fresh and clean this morning.
Much lighter. And
I do feel physically lighter for
you've
all the videos.
You've had a good clear out.
Have you got a job that you've, just one of them little tiny house jobs?
I do like to go through condiments and spices so that I can see what's out of date. So
no,
a
but
nice
they don't
clear
go
out.
Out of date, though,
they do. They go out of date. And also I was told that one brand changes the colour coding of the lid when they're out of date. So there is a system, a lovely system, John.
Oh, is that true?
Apparently, so I'm told, that some brands, beginning with S, they changed the jar colour to facilitate the knowing of when the thing has expired. Because I have been through my jars now and then and discovered that they're 4 or 5 years out of date. Ground ginger won't taste of ginger if it's 4 or 5 years out of date.
No, it won't. And do you then buy more or do you accept? Do you know what? If I've had this jar for 5 years, I probably don't use ginger.
No, I'll never accept that. I'll always buy more. Because you never know when you're going to need it for a little cake. So I clear out my condiments and spices. Other things that have come up today are clearing out your odd sock. Do you ever like a special place for odd socks? Do you keep them in a special place?
Yeah, they do. They go into the bottom right-hand side of the sock and underpant drawer.
But at some point, there's a lovely feeling available to you. you just chuck them in the bin.
Oh, I'm not there
John,
yet.
Chuck them in the
not
bin.
There yet.
It's another lovely clear out. Think of it as the video of the bloke puking in the kitchen. Just get rid.
Live alone. At some point, they will become puppet friends. I'm not willing to accept that.
When
don't
that happens,
have a
can you send me that video? Because I'll be sharing it.
I think you'll see it on the news. If you've got small jobs that you've done that you've achieved around the house, Charlie in the studio said she cleaned her makeup brushes this week. I don't.
That's a good one.
Why are they? I'm a gentleman. Rugged.
Why did you say that so awkwardly?
I'm a young gentleman. I'm a young dude.
You're a groovy young dude.
What do they, because it's not an ASMR thing, but the thought, because I've seen the makeup brushes, they're lovely and soft, aren't they? But
yeah.
How do you clean them in a way that makes them wet? Because the thought of them wet upsets me.
I sort of like make a little nest in the soap and then like swirl around the brush and then run it under the tap and see all the gunk
come out. Go on, keep talking.
John Richards
and the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Perfect timing. Flawless execution. 2.5 turns. Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly. Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we're committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers received this service.
£4 for lunch. For new cheeky little pizzas from Domino's. For hot and cheesy wraps. For you. For Finn in finance, for Sid on security, for lunching at the laptop. Lunch for just £4 at Domino's. High fours all round. Order ahead on our app.
Domino!
£4 per item, collection and delivery. Minimum delivery spend, charges and areas may apply.
My door's in the drawer.
So are ours.
Yes, a door sensation is sweeping the nation. Because in People's Postcode Lottery's December draws, you could win a share of our biggest ever prize pot. £32.5 million. Own it, rent it, any door can enter.
Wait, mine's not in. Joking.
So, get your door in the draw and sign up before midnight on the 1st of December. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
Hey Sainsbury's, how can I finish Christmas dinner with a big bang?
I'd suggest our Taste the Difference cheesemonger selection, made up of 5 artisan cheeses. Or there's always the extravagant Christmas Carol Mel and Brownie Cheesecake. Sound good, BFG?
Music to my ginormous ears. Looking for a dreamy dessert to follow Christmas dinner? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability in selected stores and online, excludes locals. Cheese selection from 20th of November. Cheesecake from 20th of December.
At Barclays, we run programmes that help communities across the UK. Whether you're a young person gaining skills to enter the workplace, a small business trying to grow and find its place in the modern world, or a girl in school building confidence on and off the pitch through football. We believe everyone deserves to fly. Search Barclays Communities to find out more. Barclays. Here for every goal.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. 4 price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/all.
Plus a free OMI home charger with standard installation.
Mm-hmm.
experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving on the road stock vehicles price, subject to eligibility.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
John Richardson and Kerry Godleman on Absolute Radio. I'm not being flippant. I genuinely feel better about life and the world because I've sorted out some of the excess memory taken up on my phone.
Well, you've every right to be. Also, you were right about Markin Ware because he's messaged and said you're correct.
Yes.
He is originally from Hull and his 70 swimming bowls were in Beverley. So you're right on that as well.
Oh, I was going to say Beverley. Yeah.
Look at that pleasure on your face. So happy. So happy there in your cupboard.
Do you know, it's just been born a feature where you send me a WhatsApp and I guess where you went swimming in the 70s.
It's very niche.
Not going to make the transition to telly, but I tell you what, I'll have a good time and that's all that matters, right? Speaking of me having a good time, I want people, and I genuinely want these because it's not, of course, be proud of yourself having done these jobs. I want a list of jobs I can do that is going to help me cope with the world as is.
Yep.
Done my phone memory. You said earlier when we were chatting about it, you mentioned the making cupboard.
Making cupboard, yeah. Pens and jars. Jars, pen. No, you know I love jars.
But I've got, I know, like, you love jars.
I've got pens and pencils in the making cupboard, in jars. So another nice job is going, because a lot of them don't work or they've run out. So going through, clearing out, chucking out pens that don't work anymore. That's a nice job.
Well, I hold off on that one because of the chucking out bit.
Why?
Well, because they're plastic tubes, aren't they? And I think I should find a use for them. Or maybe
what?
There's a place.
What use?
You look so angry with me. What? You spoke to me then like I was your
child. But this
child,
is the ramblings of a hoarder. This is hoarding talk. Hang on to my plastic tube because I might need it one day.
I'll make a piece of artwork
out of things
that don't work. I'll create art out of things that can no longer be used to make art.
You won't.
I mean, what greater... No, I won't.
You're never going to do that. Look, let me give you a job you could do, because I can see you've got a sock. You said to us earlier, one of those boxes behind you is a sock, and not sock.
Oh, to be clear, I'm in Sheffield, and I'm in the coat room of my house.
Right.
But purely because I'm not showing off that my coats are all neatly hung up.
You're not showing off that you're trapped in a cupboard.
I've got to be plugged into the router, but it does look insane because I'm literally right next to... I'm in the hallway, basically staring down the front of my house. So when the postman arrives, he's going to think I'm just sort of waiting for him like a crazy old guy in a stoop in an American film.
But you've got some lovely storage behind you, which we can talk through.
Oh, I've got some lovely boxes in there. And do you know what? They're all... this is going to make me out to be a psychopath even more than staring down
even
the
more than
my
holding
house.
Plastic pen tubes. Go on.
What's in there is hats, scarves, gloves, and outdoor boots and sports paraphernalia, and they're in order, height order, top to bottom. So the hats are at the top and the shoes are at the bottom.
Anatomically accurate.
So sometimes,
what about glove organisation? When a glove loses its mate, its best friend, its partner,
I think it's been done. I'll check for you now. But I'd be surprised if there was a stray glove in there.
I always find a rogue glove, just a little one glove.
What are you keeping that for?
Well, good question, John. There's a clearing out
task. Michael Jackson tributes or Kerry Godleman sings. Kerry Godleman is bad. Oh, I did actually read that review. I thought that was very harsh.
It doesn't work with a woolly glove. It's not as good.
it's got to be
sequined if you want
age appropriate. You get the septuagenarian audience who are worried. Well, it looks stylish, but he must have a cold hand. Why can't he do it with a mitten? I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it. And if you've got other jobs for me, text them in 81215. WhatsApp 0330123 1215. I tell you what, I enjoyed that. And I was wrong to be smug, because before me sit a number of unpaired gloves.
And you're wearing a hat.
I don't know if you've got plans this Saturday morning, but don't go anywhere if you want to find out what happened when I just went through my sock, hat, glove, scarf, and other winter paraphernalia connection. And also the huge news last week, there was something of a poetry war between Tracy and Joe. You won't know this, Kerry, but a battle kicked off. I was unable to make a decision. Therefore, I pledged to make my decision in rhyme. And you can hear that coming up live. John Richardson makes his poetry debut on Absolute Radio.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
1.29 at McDonald's gets you a mini Oreo McFlurry. 1.29 on a big night out gets you...
Sorry, no trainers.
McDonald's save a menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m, price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery, subject to availability.
Knowing young people don't wear brooches anymore, but this looks just like the one your grandma had. The one you broke when you were 5. Of course, she just smiled and said it was okay. You miss her, as do I. So here's one I know she'd get for you. Give knowingly with vintage fine jewellery at John Lewis.
Ever feel like some brands are subtly shrinking your favourite foods while slowly raising their prices? You may not notice at first, but over time,
large becomes medium, medium becomes small, and small becomes so small you can't even see it, you don't even know it's there.
When you don't know who to trust, which? Get it right this Christmas.
What is your name?
George.
From Academy Award-winning director Steve McQueen.
My mom sent me away.
She did it to keep you safe.
Comes the epic World War II drama, Blitz.
This is for all the parents whose children have been evacuated.
Starring BAFTA nominee Saoirse Ronan.
And for my boy, George.
Blitz, in cinemas now. Book tickets at blitz.film.
Hey, it's Roman here. Have you seen the new iPhone 16? With its latest camera control, you can quickly access camera tools and take the perfect shot in record time. What's even better, now at Vodafone, you can get 6 months half price on your airtime. Plus, you can save up to £408 when you trade in an eligible iPhone. Go online or in-store today. Vodafone, the nation's network.
End 2nd of December. Offer on unlimited max plan. Eligibility, credit and trading checks and terms apply. Verify claim at vodafone.co.uk/network.
I am a dull presentation in a dull office. I am forgettable, boring and everywhere.
And I am a Canva presentation for a big, shiny business deal. I am clear, confident and bold.
I'm a Canva presentation for a charming soiree. Elegant, graceful, like a nice cup of tea on a lovely afternoon.
Me, I'm like a Canva prezzo for a trendy campaign, so hot, so now, so viral.
Choose from thousands of designed presentation templates on Canva. Design against dull.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
Money Super 7, your mission. Saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
This is Liam's big day. He's got the head mic, the musicians, the drone to shower the rose petals, and a life-size ice sculpture of his bride.
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you.
Best of all, he got all these wedding surprises with his new Barclaycard Platinum credit card, saving him interest and helping spread his costs. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Barclaycard, make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to financial status. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Christmas cash countdown.
Christmas cash countdown.
We're counting down to Christmas with something everyone would like to have under the tree. Cash. You could win £300,000.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2.50. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this radio network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 15th of November at 5 p.m.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £300,000 with our Christmas cash countdown.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case, diamond again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was. You've already. Things you held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. This healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already. I love you for all that you are.
It's John Ridston and Kerry Godleman here on Absolute Radio. Have we had any jobs for me to do?
Oh, some lovely jobs. One came from Happy in North Hants. They said jobs completed, return the full box set collection of Friends back to the ex-wife. seems she did not share the sentiment of the show's name.
Oh, I sort of hope as well that the box set of Friends is actually just a list of friends that he's made that he doesn't want to keep in touch with anymore.
I don't ever
want to speak to Carol again.
Yeah. I love this one from Paula. She says, with Black Friday looming, this is the best time to go through and unsubscribe on all those annoying emails. That's so good, Paula.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I love unsubscribe. And when they say, are you sure? We're sorry to see you go. Goodbye.
Yeah, and sometimes as well, you could just put a really spurious reason as well, because you know nothing but a bot is ever going to read it. Just rather than too many emails, just put something really specific. Just like, I now am allergic to Brussels sprouts. As a result, I don't want new bedding. It's absolutely confuse them if they read it.
Bot baiting.
Yeah, it's a good one that as well, because the payoff is going to be later. You know, you pay off now, and in about 6 months, you're going to think, oh, nobody's asked me if I want to go back to that spa hotel that I went to once 10 years ago, and they email me every month.
Yep. Very pleasing job.
Speaking of things that are pleasing.
Go on.
Poems are pleasing, aren't they?
God, you're doing that voice again. Poems are pleasing, aren't they?
I do like rhymes, Kerry. Do you remember some of the ones that got you through the war?
I like it when things rhyme.
It's become an unwitting home for poetry this year. Last week, our two resident poets went head-to-head in a poetry war. They were both very good. I couldn't decide on a winner, especially after Joe's very impressive callbacks.
A crackle wick with sound effects, waxy fragrance in a jar, yet still no sign of a tic-tac whiff. Do they not know who you are?
Oh, that's so good.
That, isn't it? Tracy, I think, rivaled her with, let's say it, one of the best opening lines to a poem ever.
My house smells like cheese.
So, in response to them both, I have written a poem this week.
What?
Yeah. That's the poetry alarm going off. Retention alarm. This is What Are Your Words Worth?
I see what you've done there, yeah.
Yeah. It's a poem that John done.
Oh, John.
You see? So that's two already and we haven't even started. So here we go. Last week, I couldn't express my thanks, and so I had to show it. So here's a pretty witty little ditty, my ode to the poets. Our paths may cross from time to time.
Very good.
I really launched into that one. Thanks, mate. Free as a bird, not even a pound, a rhyme. That's Ezra Pound, but I think it's actually too subtle. So don't wander lonely on the cloud. Reject the tech, walk on the wild side, head bowed. Dickinson's the real deal, even without the telly on. Forget the US Open, you know where there's tennis on. Walk Beth. I don't mind a laugh, I won't take a snigger, okay? Walk barefoot along the beach and get yourself all shelly. Sit with Mr. Kipling and fill your heart and then your belly. But where do you find the best of all? Absolute Radio, the home of not just music but also Tracy and Joe. Like all the greats, Angelou and Yeats, they can do things with words that I can't. Because simply put, at the end of the day, they're all poets and I aren't.
Oh. Well, I'm so impressed, John.
Oh, that's all I wanted to hear.
So good.
Thank you very much.
Name drops you got in there, mate.
Yeah, I don't know those people, just to be clear.
You know what I mean, though. Like, you know.
It ruins a bit if you have to tell people they're in there. But that's my sincere thanks to Tracy and Joe and my apology for not being able to make a decision last week.
I'm only 18, tell me who makes can't see if I'm only 18.
John Richardson. Oh, I see. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
This is the sound of a car that can fill up anywhere. And this is the sound of an electrified car that you can charge at home. Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months with finance through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website conditions.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
School reunion. What am I doing getting these people together after all these years? The last time we shared a room, there was leg warmers and rah-rah skirts involved.
We can't help the uncertainty around getting old friends together. But when it comes to bringing your old pensions together, we can help. Transfer all your old pensions into one place. To combine, go to standardlife.co.uk. Transferring pensions won't be right for everyone. Money invested is at risk. Provided by Phoenix Life Limited, trading as Standard Life. For full details, visit standardlife.co.uk.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere. Even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
We're a nation mad about pets, especially at Christmas. We buy festive jumpers for dogs, wrap presents for cats, even buy advent calendars for hamsters. You do anything and everything for your pets, and a pet's at home, so do we. From festive toys and treats to stocking fillers, we've got everything you need to make this the best Petsmas ever. Check out our Christmas range in-store, online, or via the app. Pets at home. We're all for pets. Subject to availability.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Matt Hewitt. Iran's denied being behind a plot to kill Donald Trump after the FBI charged three men. One of them, Farhad Chakeri, remains on the run, but is said to have told authorities in phone calls that he'd been asked by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to draw up the plan. Thousands of people have gathered in Derry, Londonderry, calling for an end to violence against women and girls. It follows a series of sexually motivated attacks. Dozens of black Americans have received messages telling them they've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Authorities are investigating texts sent to people in at least five different states. And weather forecasters say the murky weather will begin to clear from tomorrow. We've apparently been experiencing something called anticyclonic gloom. Some weather stations recorded no sunshine at all in the first 8 days of November.
Absolute Radio Sport.
A Liverpool victory at home to Aston Villa later would mean they go into the international break top of the Premier League. Defeat at Anfield would allow Manchester City the chance to overtake them, but the defending champions have lost three games in a row ahead of their match with Brighton. At the other end of the table, under pressure, Wolves boss Gary O'Neill says he's not been asking for assurances about his future. They're bottom of the league table ahead of a huge match with next place Southampton at Molineux. After 10 games, Wolves are one of only two clubs without a win, Ipswich are the other. O'Neill's staying calm.
I don't ask the club for any backing or support. You know, I'm very comfortable sat in this seat and stood on the side of the pitch in whatever situation is thrown at me. I understand that that is nature of the job.
And Jose Mourinho has been fined and given a one-match ban for criticising the standard of refereeing in Turkey.